Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
And we are on the road today going to see some motherfucking art. We got a car.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
And we are going to see art all in the far-flung reaches of the Bay Area.
Woo! We're heading to the Legion of Honor currently.
What are your expectations for today, Maysoon? Do you think that San Francisco and beyond, or maybe just San Francisco, is gonna wow us with the treasures of the visual sphere?
I think that we will both be pretty unimpressed with the art that we're going to see, but I think we'll be wowed by the fucking beautiful weather and just the general landscape and views of San Francisco.
Couldn't agree more, Maysoon. I'm right there with you.
Although, I'm open to be wowed. I'm excited. Like, I never get to the Legion of Honor. It's not usually the place I want to go to first, but it's, it'll be an adventure. We're looking for adventures, people. Look at that cute dog.
Oh my god, it's kind of a pug. Oh, it is a pug.
Oh, that dog literally can't deal.
There's happy dogs jumping and frolicking everywhere. One is doing, like,
puppy
360s.
They're so cute. A lady's getting out of the car. She's going to try to rob us. No, just kidding. She's just rushing to the tartine line. How long is it? I couldn't even see it. Bro, I'm trying to see the tartine line. Get out of my fucking way. Oh, not so bad. It's only the first window bank.
There's
a crowd inside for sure. They're not controlling that line as well as they used to.
A couple months ago, this lesbian came in to et al. Yeah. And she was like kind of hippie punk high energy, ready to rumble in her denim jacket.
Yay.
Okay. Cute. and she was like, hey, she's like showing me a schematic, and she's like, we want to do this mural on the front of your gallery.
Yeah,
and
it was good luck.
And it was for Palestine. And so I was like, okay, hang on, let me get my boss, because Aaron happened to be there. And sure enough, Aaron's like, look, you can do programming, you could do a show, but we don't like do murals on the front of the building. And she was like, well, this muralist is like a really good, she like wouldn't take no for an answer.
I love her. That's how you gotta be. You gotta be that way.
She was very.
Who was the muralist? Do we know? Was it
Chris? No, I don't. I think she said the name, but well, honestly, I don't know that she said the name. She
was there. Were they from coming in from Palestine?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that's not how it sounded to me.
She can do the mural on the back of our building, but that would be going over another mural, which is. But it's also been heavily graffitied over already too, so it's kind of a piece of shit. Right now.
Totally. Ooh, self-driving weirdo car just went by.
It was kind of like camouflage, like what was that? God, remember Dazzle camouflage, like Stephanie's that one project. I loved it.
Uh-huh. Putting Dazzle camouflage on the Google bus. Oh Lord, San Francisco never stops churning out the hits. Okay, Maysoon. So then the lesbian leaves. And she was kind of mad, but she stayed long enough to tell me about this, like, mystery novel that I need to read.
Oh, really? She didn't go on and on about the mural with you, at least? Or the artist, even?
Not really, because she recognized I wasn't the decision maker.
Maybe she was looking... I wonder if she went through the PACB list, and that's how she identified at all.
I don't think so. I think she was just coming... She didn't seem to know anything about the place she was at.
Oh, she's just... But she knew it was a gallery.
She knew it... No, she knew it was some kind of storefront with an empty front.
You can't just be popping into any place with that kind of recommendation, can you?
I know.
Like bad. I feel like there should be a little bit more research on who you're talking to.
Okay, well, sure enough, so that was a couple months ago. Sure enough, yesterday, right in the middle of rush hour of our, like, three customer peak time, she
Wait,
comes
was
in.
Was that, like, at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock?
This was towards the end. This might have been around, like, 4 or 5.
Was your friend Catherine there?
No, but Kim was there telling me all about
Ken
flutes.
Was there. Why did you?
No, Kim.
Kim. Oh, Kim.
Okay. So anyhow, so she rolls in, okay? And at first I don't recognize her. I'm just like, hey, welcome in. And then she's like, is your boss this 40s white guy?
And I'm, oh God, I fucking love people like that. I mean, I love it and hate it. It's both cringe and amazing, right?
I was
it's
like,
a green light, bitch. What are you doing?
And little known fact, Aaron is like 75.
Drivers drive me crazy.
Speak on it.
I just don't like, you know. Listen, when you're making a left-hand turn, you're supposed to go into the intersection and wait your turn. You don't stop at the fucking stoplight like every other motherfucker. It drives me crazy. Move into the intersection. Prepare yourself for a left-hand turn. When it's safe, make the turn. The driver is coming in the opposite direction. It's their right of way. They should continue driving on forward.
I don't remember this from the DMV test booklet, but I'm sure you're correct.
I'm correct, but I also learned how to drive in Chicago, so maybe things change, but we don't fuck around in Chicago. Get your ass in the intersection and get ready to go.
You really don't fuck around in Chicago, third biggest city in the United States. Here's the deal. She rolls in, she's like, is your boss some guy in his 40s, white guy? And I'm like, well, white passing. Exactly. Which is funny to me. And she was like, well, you tell him that we did that mural and it got written up in blah, blah, blah. I couldn't even catch what outlet she was talking about.
She should have slowed down and given you the information. Where is the mural? I want to know.
Yeah, same. And I was like, well, here, you know, here's his email address. You can talk to him. You can tell him yourself. And she was like, no, I don't want to. And I was like, okay.
You're just here to like harass me? Thanks.
And I was like, well, you know, you could take his email and like pitch him a show if you want to do something, you know, whatever, like some other thing here. Uh-huh. And she was like, we don't do shows. We do genocide.
Wow.
And I was like, and she was, and I was wearing this shirt that I have a little Palestinian flag, like, embroidered on. And she's like, looks like you do too. And I was like, well, trying to like stop genocide more. Like,
well, you know what she meant. Come on. She was worked up. Give her a break.
I think that was kind of not like good community organizing.
It definitely was. She should not have come in that hot with you. Absolutely not.
Right? Like, I have no say. Don't come and yell at a service worker. No.
Plus, she should have been like, hey, I wanted to let you guys know that. She should have said, I'm gonna let you know we'd end up doing that mural. Here's some information about it. I don't know.
Like, and then I Googled it because I was trying to find out.
Also trying to like be like an asshole about like, we did the mural, motherfucker. You guys missed out. Like, it's just stupid. Like, that's just not the way you turn someone around, you know?
For sure. And I'm also like, you know, to be real, like, I kind of think Erin could have been convinced if she just like tried
just chilled out.
Yeah.
And tried to just talk to him.
Yeah. And like came in more than one time.
Yeah.
But anyhow, point is,
brought the artist in. That's always a good thing when you're talking to a gallerist.
Yeah, bring the artist for sure. So anyhow, then I looked, tried to find out where this freaking mural was because I really wanted to see what the heck happened and where.
She did a terrible job actually telling you where.
Yes, I didn't find anything. I just looked for anything. San Francisco Palestine mural in the last year. I looked through every single article that would have something like that, and there was. It seemed like there was nothing anywhere.
Weird.
So, questions. Just, I was left with more questions than answers. And, but it kind of made me wonder if, like, that's how I come off to folks when I'm trying to talk to places about PacBeat.
No, you're not like that.
I think I can come in a little weird. Maybe not, like, kind of aggro.
But, no. I don't think you're like that at all. Maybe someone will know her and send her back to you and be like, okay, here's the actual information.
Well, maybe I'll run into this lesbian again. Real failure of lesbian solidarity, in my opinion.
I mean, that too. Shouldn't there have been, like, some acknowledgement?
All right. Well, we're about to see some art over here at Legion of Honor. We'll check in then.
We're currently standing at a Joan of Arc statue in front of the Legion of Honor, and I'm very proud of myself. This is Maysoon speaking, in case you weren't sure. I'm very proud of myself because I guessed from the sidewalk far away before I could see anything, because I don't have my glasses on, that it was Joan of Arc, and I was correct. Surprisingly correct.
Really impressive stuff. Maysoon could tell from the butt.
No, from the sword, the raised sword. That's the only thing. From here, we can see the Marin.
We're really in the wind.
Is it too much?
It's really loud.
Aw, but it's so nice out.
Oh, that kind of helps.
So from this view, we can see the Marin Headlands, we can see the bay, we can see the Golden Gate Bridge, we can see downtown San Francisco, and particularly the Salesforce Tower, and it is beautiful. There's people outside frolicking around. It's actually quite a number of people for a Sunday morning. I guess it's not really morning anytime. Kate and I have found a bench with a million stickers on it that said Legion of Honor, and those are like the entrance stickers, so we're going to see if we can sneak in with a sticker.
I don't want to pay $25,000.
We won't.
Okay, Mason, we're back home now in your kitchen, and we did quite a bit of art viewing today, and
we tried our best.
Maybe let's just give like a few of our like general impressions after seeing impressionist paintings.
By Mary Cassatt.
Uh-huh.
Well, I will say that it's a classic painting show.
Oh, God. I think we went to the Legion of Honor. Feel like I've been like...
Kate feels exhausted.
Yes.
Dragged to the mud maybe a little bit.
Okay, we can't touch the table or move it, our bodies at all. Okay, anyhow.
Well, I feel like for me, the strongest points of that particular show were the prints.
Yeah, I didn't even love that much.
Yeah, I liked them.
I'm not a big Mary Cassatt fan going into this show, but I feel like after
the
show...
We were trying to do something different, though.
For sure.
We went into this day trying for some things that we don't usually do. Which
like
is
going to the fucking
Legion of Honor.
Or being able to drive. We wanted to go to places that are more car places that we would... I don't know.
Anyhow, we should have gone to a drive-thru is what we should have done.
Like a drive-thru carry-out where you buy liquor while you're driving?
Yeah, like a espresso drive-thru.
But what I was going to say is I wasn't a big Mary Cassatt fan going into this, but I tried to keep an open mind, but then by the end of all of it, I felt like I liked her less.
Yeah, I feel like I'm at the same place with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was kind of like neither here nor there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I will say my biggest takeaway is that the bookstore needed more postcards.
Yes, please go.
I feel like Mary Cassatt is like, you know, really known for like her portraits of mothers and their children or child and
or domestic workers.
Domestic
and
workers. Yeah.
It seemed like a lot of those folks were like child care.
Remember that one? There was one painting, maybe was it pastel? I can't remember, with the woman, the mother and child and their faces were smushed together.
Yes.
And that was kind of weird in a great way.
That was kind of surrealist.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
I did appreciate that.
Yeah, we enjoyed that one. So I always like to, I was thinking I would get, my mom loves impressionist painters, and so I was like, oh, I can get her a cute postcard of one of these paintings of mother and child, since I'm her child. My mother's child.
Oh, yeah. Good to clarify.
Just in case people weren't sure what I was talking about. And they only had like three or four postcards or three or four paintings or pieces in the show. And I just felt like that was such a small, too small of a percentage.
Uh-huh.
I feel like for a show of that, it's Mary Cassatt, like whether we like her or not, she's a big deal in like a larger blockbuster kind of way, I would say. You know, like they were crowded. They had tons of people there, tours and everything.
Oh, we tried to get a couple little tastes of the docent tour.
That just ended up annoying me, actually.
It felt like it was the same tour they give to kindergartners.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Anyhow, I feel like for a show like that, there should have been a minimum of 15 different postcards. I'm gonna go with 15.
I mean, yeah,
it was a bummer.
Think postcards are a big seller, you know?
Well, I mean, have a postcard booklet, sure, with like 10 different cards. I don't care, do what you need to do, but there should be more options than three. I do feel strongly about postcard selection. It's the one thing I do when I like travel anywhere. If I go to a museum, I always check out the postcards. I feel like it's the one little thing you can bring back that you can enjoy here and there.
Or here and there.
Like you enjoy it for a little bit, you put it away, and like years later you might take it out and have like a cute little memory and enjoy it once again. Or you might write on it and send it to someone.
And it's like less than $1,000.
It's way less. It's usually just about $1.
Yep.
Perfect.
And
so that was a real bummer for me.
I want to also say we got in for free.
We got in for free, so we're not complaining too much. We also...
I want to complain a lot, but I just want to say, like, as far as my ratings and so forth go, I don't have to factor in paying $35 for getting in.
Oh, no, that would have been terrible.
So that has...
It would have been a solid zero if that were the case.
I think I think that makes me feel a little better about the show.
We had a really strange and wonderful interaction with the person scanning our tickets.
I was just curious about that.
I thought it was quite entertaining.
When they scan your ticket, if there's a name associated with it, they'll say, "Here you go."
They'll be like, "Thank you, Jimmy George."
Yeah. Just said anonymous, I guess. And so they were like, "Here you go, anonymous."
Yeah.
And then they said it again.
And they said it again to me. And I was like, "Are you kidding me?" It just seems so weird.
I had no idea what was going on. They were so deadpan. I didn't know if they were joking. Didn't know if they were trying to give us the benefit of the doubt and think that we were truly anonymous.
We were a performative.
That was our names.
Couple with our names anonymous. Uh-huh.
Or if they were kind of, I didn't know what was going on there.
So then I said, "Thank you, anonymous," back to them.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think they noticed.
I think they did. I don't know what they noticed.
Overrun with visitors.
It was really funny. There was only one person checking people in. It was a special exhibition, so they have to check your or scan your ticket or whatever. And that poor guy was overrun by lots of people. We will say that, of course, the view from there is gorgeous, as we already stated in our earlier recording.
Okay, so overall, do you want to give a score? I'm going to go ahead and give a 4 out of 10 to Mary Cassatt.
4 out of 10.
God, is that too low? I mean,
I'm going to go for like a 6.
Yeah, maybe I'll say like a...
Only because the prints kind of saved it for me. Yeah. And some of the oil pastels were pretty great.
I mean...
The strokes, I mean, she just was going off. She was the going walls. Off.
Okay, I'm raising cool. it up to a 7. No, I'm
You're going higher than
6.2. I'm doing a 6.2.
Oh, should I go 7?
Was that too
you
bad?
You really hate it, though.
Yeah. I'm surprised you gave a numerical answer.
Oh, I usually don't. Shit. Uh-oh, let me take it back.
Next time you say you don't give number answers, this is where I'm going.
Should I take it back and do my usual?
Yeah, but I'm going to leave this all in.
Here's my other rating.
Your rating that you give as kind of a poem.
I'm going to give this rating. This is going to be terrible. Tell me if it's really not okay.
Okay.
Can I give my rating?
What are you about to say?
My rating is... A clean diaper just placed on a baby's bottom.
That's fine. I'm not offended by that.
What do you think that rating is, though? It's kind of like on its way to being totally soiled.
Whoa. Okay, I wasn't thinking that. Felt diaper? Fresh to me.
Fresh. See, I'm not trying to go for a high score. I'm trying to go for like a...
I mean, it's not spectacular.
Okay, we'll leave it there.
It feels like a 6. It yeah.
Okay. It is a diaper after all.
Okay, then we went over to Fort Mason and we saw the Kota Ozawa show. We saw at Fort Mason, Kota Ozawa here and there, now and then. And as soon as we walked into this show, the main thing that struck me right away was the smell of brand new carpet.
Carpeting, yeah.
They put kind of shaggy, whatever, medium range.
Just medium.
Medium grain carpet.
Medium thickness.
So there's carpet in there because there's some sound elements in it.
Yeah.
It was most likely to dampen that. And the show consisted of...
Well, it's weird because the sound wasn't that like... significant. They were really short clips, you know. There wasn't like a whole 45 minute thing going on.
Ow.
Anyhow, go ahead.
And the first thing was like indigenous folks in tule canoes rowing in the bay.
Yeah.
And then the voice of somebody reading that statement about buying back Alcatraz from the federal government. Right. And that was on two flat
monitors.
Screen TVs that were mounted on the wall. And like the sun coming from
the
window was not they doing any favors.
I would have probably pulled the shade down for that time of day just to have it not be on the wall with the artwork. Mm-hmm. Just it was sort of bleached out, washed
and
out.
To be clear... It's a video where, if you're not familiar with Kota Ozawa's work, he'll like take video clips and kind of rotoscope them where he's like doing his like vector drawing kind of stuff over the video. And so it's it looks like an anime. Animated. It's an animation. Yeah. And so, okay, so that was the first thing. Then.
Are you still talking about that one?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Well, because so it was to the two screens that were together, so it looked like one large screen, one large kind of 16:9 orientation screen. The thing that about that that was I didn't quite understand was that the images were, what would you say, like scrolling
Yeah, they were
to the
like
left. They were like on
three
a...
or four clips that were like placed side by side and then scrolling across the screen. And the whole thing seemed like.
And they just repeated. It was just, it just didn't feel.
It could have just been cut and you see one after another instead of them scrolling like that. It seemed like it maybe weird. It was meant to be referencing the movement of a boat, but it didn't feel. That wasn't. Really adding?
I feel like that could have been, I feel like that was kind of unfinished in some ways. Or just didn't
it did feel unresolved.
Yeah, unresolved.
Or I don't know. It just, something about the editing just didn't feel smooth.
Yeah.
Okay, then you can kind of, there's a kind of structure in the middle of the exhibition space. And we kind of walked around that to get to the back of the exhibition space where there was another animation done in the same way where it is that fucking princess cruise ship that was like the fucking plague ship in March 2020
that came in.
With, to the Oakland, the port of Oakland with just people riddled with COVID. And it was like voiceover of the captain or newscaster.
Probably,
or something?
Yeah. Like they basically reporting that, you know, a percentage of, you know, passengers being tested for COVID and then like 50% of those passengers being positive.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was also interesting because like the footage was kind of like overhead shots of like different angles, but of the cruise ship coming into the bay. So almost like with this beautiful scenery, right? Like it almost was like a come like a tourist video for San Francisco, like come visit San Francisco. Like you're on the cruise ship, but then you hear the audio like, oh, this is about that one cruise ship. So it was dark humor. I mean, it was sort of funny and also very terrible.
And there was a light box also of a scene of the side of the cruise ship.
Like a close up of the cruise ship where you see like, you know, maybe seven floors.
Or something.
And the passengers all outside because they're all trapped on the cruise ship because they can't leave.
And they
they're
look
just like
very
waving,
American.
Super American.
Waving. And they're like touristy.
With their
outfits.
Cell phones in their hand or one person has their iPad. They're just doing normal things. But like are trapped on this boat is also kind of hysterical. But also fucked up.
And that was, to me, the like strongest part of the show.
That one photo or that
section.
Piece. Yeah, me too.
And then also the video for that was projected, right?
No, that was on monitor. A monitor.
That was on a monitor.
Remember
too?
There was like the wall. So on and all of the there's three installations and all of them, there's a big use of like a vinyl image, a big image behind the screens.
So this had on vinyl, like it basically set up like when they had the drive-in at Fort Mason. During COVID, they had drive-in movies at Fort Mason. And this basically had it set up so that Coda's video was like
the screen that you would have been watching.
Where the screen was. So there was like an image of the drive-in and everybody's cars and people like out in the back of a truck. And
Kate had a thing with how the cars were specifically detailed
on
that image.
Some of the stuff in some of these things felt like what I like about Kota Ozawa's work is it's like, it feels, even though it's like vector drawings that I think sometimes they'll work like on like watercolor paper and do it by hand analog, but these are like vector drawings done on a computer over top of like stills from a video or photographs.
Oh, uh-huh.
And this is, from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, give us a call, 419-351-6606, or you can email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. And but even when it's like digital, it still feels kind of like lumpy and like kind of not always perfect. And and some of these, like in the light box, there's the name of the ship is on the side, and that doesn't feel like he did it by hand. It feels like it was
just
typed out. And then just like put there like in Photoshop or whatever. So I don't know. The moments where it was like that and I was like, you know, or like the vinyl where they had the photo of the drive-in that he like redid felt like it didn't feel like his that hand-drawn vibe. It felt like it was just a photo that had a Photoshop filter over it. And so I don't know. That was kind of... But I still thought that part, that section was like funny and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too.
Funny in a fucked up, like twisted kind
of
way.
Course.
And then we got around to what the structure was that we kind of bypassed.
Which we almost
missed
completely because we almost walked back the way we came in, which would have we would have not seen it.
But we wouldn't do that because we're professionals.
Yeah, we know how to really cover all of our grounds here.
Leave no stone unturned. And then sure enough, in the middle, as he's done this whole thing with Kurt Schwitter's Merzbow project, where, and like,
Kurt Schwitter really was upset about this one.
I really like Kurt Schwitter's, and this was like a thing where he did this like really elaborate sculpture, like built-in sculpture in his, I think his
parents' home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so like I learned about that in college and was always like, damn, that was one of the best shit I've ever seen.
Cool.
And so Coda just like took this and like took photos of it and did his thing with those photos. And then there's the vinyl again behind.
But the vinyl in this case was like the room was kind of a almost like had almost like a spiral feel, except for it was one big open room. But the way the opening was, it kind of did that a little bit of a spiral.
Was there like something like you come in the door and there's another wall right there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it kind of like you had to go through a little weird.
Yeah, there's a little weird kind of thing.
Like tight spot to get in.
But so the whole room, like unlike the other two installations where it's sort of like a highlight wall or the wall with the video specifically had the vinyl, this room had the whole, all of the wall surface was covered in this vinyl of like a close-up of the Schwitter's photo. So it was very like
the photo that Coda redid. Like you're never seeing a photo, like a real photo.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all Coda's.
Was the
hand.
Vinyl? Yeah, yeah, of course it was. That's right. It was
just an exact copy of this Kurt Schwitter stuff.
Yeah, so like, there were two of Coda's light boxes in there as well, and then one projected video of Schwitter's. I can't remember the name of that piece.
Doing a Dada sound poem kind of thing.
It was sort of unsettling in there.
I just didn't like
it. And Kate just didn't like it.
I also didn't understand how that was connected to the other stuff.
The other two. I mean, the other two were still, like, at least the site was the same, right? The bay, like, specifically the bay.
Yeah. I guess you could get into, like, COVID. What does that have to do with the canoes? What do we got here?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing was, like, the time frame. Maybe they were all made in a similar, except for the, I don't know. I don't know.
He made them in the same time frame.
Yeah. Here, now, then, and there. There, then, there, then, here, now.
Yeah, I don't know. I was really put off by the Kurt Schwitter thing. So yeah,
Kate couldn't even go in.
Fuck this.
You like walked into the room for 1 second and kind of had this like disgusted face on your and like walked out. And then you tried to go back in and you couldn't go back in. And then we just kind of like, okay, well, I didn't care for it. But I mean, it didn't have the same impact on me. But I also want to try to understand more like why it was in there, like how it made sense with the other installations.
I liked the carpet smell. I'm going to go ahead and give that 4 out of 10.
No, you're not.
Yeah, really? I am. Yeah, I'm sticking with it.
Less than Mary Cassatt?
So nothing against Coda. Coda Izawa. I actually really, when I first learned about Coda's work, I think I was in grad school and I really liked it. It was like more like rehashing like film things from film history and stuff. And that I like. And this stuff just wasn't really doing it for me. But that's just my personal taste. If you want to go check out the show, it's going to be up until March. And so there's plenty of time to get out there. And Maysoon is coming up with her poem to review the show.
I'm thinking about it because I did like the Princess Cruises piece quite a bit, but the other pieces I didn't like as much, or just had very different issues with. I guess there's something about like mud that's coming to mind, which isn't. I don't think mud is inherently a bad thing. So I forgot
what we were talking about. And I was like, what the fuck.
I'm thinking mud, but then I'm also thinking like the cruise ship, like after everyone deboards or off boards.
God, you're really going into some scatological type shit.
Scatological?
We got diapers, mud, when people leave a cruise ship.
Maybe I think of it as like a very muddy marsh.
Okay, then we headed over to Castro and made it over to which I don't think I had been there before.
Been there before, no.
And how long have they been there? Quite some time.
They've been there for at least a year and a half.
And the show we saw was, sure enough, when we got there, they were having some little workshop.
They had a full-on workshop happening. And that's a tiny gallery, so it was like, they had two tables set up along one wall.
Yeah.
And it's Kate and I were like, hi, we're just going to squeeze right on by.
Yeah. They were having an upcycled textile printing workshop.
They had different kind of found fabrics on the table and some stamps and other objects to use to sort of print onto the fabrics. And I think they were going to do like a fashion show towards the end of the show.
So all the work in the show, well, there were photographs of garbage and those were made new for the show. But then the sculptures and other stuff in the show were from garbage, like
bound
debris,
yeah,
whatever, reconstituted discarded material,
yeah,
and including mannequins that they found on like Facebook
where I guess someone was getting rid of 15 mannequins, which is pretty significant. I just remember when we were working on Juanita's show at the Arts Commission.
You were looking for mannequins?
Yeah, we had her dresses on display, mm-hmm. and they had to be on mannequins for them to be
fully. I remember.
And I had to source like something like 15 to 20 mannequins for that show, and it was really hard.
You just had bad timing.
And finally, well, no, we partnered with the Academy of Art, and we had a bunch of mannequins from them to borrow, which is great.
For free?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, I was going to say, if you just waited until now to have the show, you would have had 15 free mannequins. 15 mannequins. Facebook.
I should have told Juanita. She could have had mannequins.
Maysoon, I don't know where to go with this show because, like, I don't really know what's...
Kate hated it.
I mean, how could I not?
I did like that one sculpture. I will say it. I'll say it out loud.
Yes, there were...
There was one sculpture that was, like, found, like, ceramic vessels, pots and whatnot, that were kind of stacked into each other and then painted. And those were like, they were painted, it's like a portrait of a woman. And I just thought that was a clever way of using ceramic. I don't know. I liked that. That was the only interesting thing to me in the whole show. And then the rest of it was just sort of like, just... And Kate, when we were leaving...
I think these were young artists.
She asked one of the artists who was teaching, leading the workshop, if they had ever heard of Bonanza.
Well, because they were like really doing a good job, like trying to kind of be like, hey, all this stuff is made from, like, this is a recycled material, basically. Yeah. And like, oh, and we're going to have, be sure to get a card. And like, we're going to have a fashion show on January 25th and mm-hmm. like come back out for that. And I was like, oh, man. Because I was like... I don't know. It's just like recycled art. It's like, you know, like Recology is here. Like that's kind of new. Like happening quite a bit. Like
yeah.
It's very expensive to live here. And so finding shit on the street is kind of
a thing.
Everybody's MO.
Yeah.
And so like, and then when the fashion show thing came up, I was like, damn. And then I was like, oh, do you know Bonanza? And they were like, oh, no. And I was like, well, and then I didn't want to be like, oh, well, you know, they did a fashion show with recycled stuff.
You don't have to do that. You can just say who they are.
Well, but like what? Just say, oh, well, they're a collaborative.
They're a collective who've also worked with, you know, recycled materials in a similar way.
And fashion.
Yeah.
I just, when I'm as an artist, when somebody's like, and when I'm like, oh, I do this, and somebody else is like, oh, well, blah, blah, blah is already doing that. Like, it feels kind of.
But
like,
are they saying it that way? That's how you interpret it.
I'm sometimes they're saying it that way, but sometimes it's just like, why bring it up? Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want to know? You wouldn't want to, like, just see how maybe the work is different?
Well, what's that person going to do with that info? Go and, like, Google Bonanza and be like, damn, they did it?
Damn, they're awesome. Cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know.
Nice to know. No?
I just feel like someone somewhere, I'm sure, will bring it up again.
But that's okay. They were young artists. Good for them. Honestly,
were they,
great.
Though? I feel bad saying that because I'm not sure that necessarily all these folks are, like...
I feel like we could... I would be, like, 90%. I'm glad they have a space to show their work and do some workshops and get
There's worse things you could do. I'm cutting all this. I feel too bad about it.
No, don't cut any of it.
I'm not cutting all of it, but I am going to cut a lot of it because I feel too mean. But point is, look, here's the deal. The show just wasn't for me.
You want to rate it? You don't even want to rate it. That's okay, too.
No, I want to rate it.
Rate it. Let's find out.
Look.
We got a 6.2 for the Legion.
I
got to
be real. I
got to
be real about it.
This is going to be a zero.
Nah, one? I'm going to go ahead and...
This is definitely the lowest rated for me, for sure.
Ugh, but can we really give these children such a bad rating?
We don't even know if they're children. You're going back and forth. You're jumping all over the place here, Kate.
The person we met there was definitely younger than us.
The fridge.
Look, good job to you. Keep at it, collective. You're going strong. Good for providing space for this. And, you know, recycling stuff is always good. I just think aesthetically it wasn't quite what I... And so I'm going to go ahead and give it a 6.1.
I'm going to give this one a... I think I'm going to go for, like, fruit out of season.
It's just the more and more I feel like they're, like, high school still. Like, they just get younger and younger in my mind.
I think the lesson is still to...
Well, get out there, see what's out
there. To get out of the... Just go do things that you don't usually do.
Absolutely.
I'm still going to be... That's still going to be what I want to do.
To go...
I might not go to the Legion for another 3 years. But in 3 years, I'll be like, hey, you want to go to the Legion again? What's going on there?
Yeah.
And we'll go, and it might be similar. It might be better. Who knows? Guys, does anybody know anything about that? The little like faux Louvre pyramid at the Legion? Anybody got the story on that one? Call in.
It's a skylight.
415-619.
Really? Keep going.
Finish it. I don't know the rest.
Well, you didn't do any of them right so far.
Wait, really? 619-5437. Wait, that wasn't...
10 years. 10 years.
Is it 619-415?
None.
What?
None.
Wait.
419.
Oh, 419.
351.
Oh, God. It was so fucking off.
6606.
419-351. What's my phone number?
We'll 341. We'll check. Oh, you want to just say your full phone number?
Nope.
All right. Okay, well, Maysoon, I think we did all we needed to do. Broke a lot of
hearts.
We're
going to start interviewing people again, everyone. Don't give up on us yet.
Oh, if they haven't given up by now, they never will. Thank you to our listeners.
Thank you so much, listeners. We love you guys.
And we're going to be saying free Palestine from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.